This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Absalom brought more heartache to David than any of his sons. He was a brash, scheming young man who deceived his father, fled for his life, and ultimately usurped the throne. David was paralyzed. The guilt of his past sin kept him from being firm with his sons. In fact, he finally fled for his life, taking the ark with him, and then changing his mind, sent it back to the city. He told Zadok in 2 Samuel 15, "Take the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again. But if he says, 'I am not pleased with you,' then I am ready. Let him do to me whatever seems good to him." In fulfillment of Nathan's prophecy, Absalom was guilty of sexual sin with the concubines David left in the palace, in broad daylight on the palace roof in the sight of all Israel. Chapter 18 describes a military confrontation between the forces of David and Absalom. David instructed his commanders, requesting in verse 5, "Be gentle with the young man Absalom for my sake." Job hears that Absalom was hanging by his hair in a tree. He kills him, thus ending the battle. David was then free to go back to his throne in Jerusalem, but he mourns the death of his son. Listen to his agonizing cry in verse 33. "The king was shaken. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. As he went, he said, 'Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.'"